everyone to Connectivity, a Nintendo World Report podcast. Our topic this show, which is a passionate one for a bunch of staffers, is the future of toys to life. Is the genre dying? Are the Skylanders rumors true? What does this mean for Nintendo? For my Amiibo collection? But first, let's have some introductions. Leading the pack is our very own Adam Abu Nasser.
I can't think of anything interesting to say now, but I will later.
So, rain check on that. Then we have Andrew Brown from the Land Down Under.
Contrary to popular belief, I'm not a newcomer. I'm familiar with this show.
We also have Brian Rose, our Fearsome Reviews editor.
What's up, everybody?
And I'm Carmine Red, playing host for episode 215. Or is it 216?
Nope.
Time flies when I'm arranging my Amiibo collection. Anyway, let's get this thing started with a general question for you guys. Did anyone here play Disney Infinity?
Once.
No.
Once. Well, the reason I ask is because Disney Infinity, you know, they got 3 years of games, and it's Disney, they're this major IP powerhouse, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden came the announcement, bam, they're canceled, right?
Yep.
And so now there are rumors that Skylanders will suffer the same fate. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I blame Crash Bandicoot.
What was that about Crash Bandicoot?
I said I blame Crash Bandicoot. They announced him joining the game, and then it goes kaput.
No, I mean... But I don't know. I've read some stuff where some people are rejoicing because they're hoping that this means that Spyro is finally free, you know?
I mean, yeah, Spyro's free, I guess, but at the same time, are you really expecting Activision to put a new Spyro game out, like platformer? I don't really think so.
So it sounds like, especially coming after Infinity, the room is that Skylanders will be canceled due to poor performing sales and poor performing, across the entire franchise. I don't know, it sort of has a ring of truth to it.
Yeah, I mean, the sales figures that we've seen so far are not promising at all, and, you know, Disney Infinity was canceled. I'm not sure about the sales for that, but I'm assuming it wasn't good if Disney just pulled the plug out of nowhere. I mean, you're seeing a trend. You're seeing Disney, you're seeing lower sales for you know, games like toys and games like Disney Infinity and Skylanders. So I think it is start of a trend. I'm not sure what LEGO Dimensions sales are, but I haven't really heard much about it lately. So, I mean, there's always going to be an Amiibo, I think, as long as Nintendo wants to put them out. But I think beyond that, I think the fad's starting to kind of go on the downturn.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Do you think that the Toys to Life genre is going the way of the music genre? Because remember when Guitar Hero was a thing, guys?
Yes.
Guitar Hero is still a thing. My brother just bought all of them and is annoying the shit out of my sister by playing it with headphones. She's like, you know, I'm okay with listening to the songs. I just don't want to hear nothing but clicking.
But the clacking.
Just the clacking. But yeah, I think that they're all kind of done. Like, even Amiibo, like, if you go to the store, like, there are Animal Crossing Amiibo everywhere for, like, super cheap, all on clearance. The Chibi Robo bundle everywhere. Animal Crossing Wii U game. Even these Zelda ones, you know, I went to the store and I was like, oh, you know, I got to pick up my pre-orders, which I don't even know why I pre-ordered them. And they had a ton of them. I think that Nintendo literally ruined the whole Toys to Life industry.
By oversaturation or? Wow.
No, first they said that they weren't interested in Skylanders because Activision approached them and they were like, hey, we want to make these toys with Nintendo characters. And Nintendo was like, that'll never sell. And then, Skylanders did really well. So like years later, they came out and they were like, oh, actually, yeah, we are going to do that. But they never made a game for it. Disney came out and they did it too. And then LEGO came out and it just got really crowded. But But if it was Nintendo Skylanders from the beginning, I don't think they would have seen very much competition. I don't think anyone would have challenged that.
Are you sure? Because if it was a Nintendo Skylanders, then it would have been exclusive to Nintendo systems, leaving tons of space
for maybe, on the other systems for someone maybe to step Disney. In. I don't know if Lego would have gotten to it on consoles. I know Lego's been doing this kind of stuff on phones for a while, which I could have seen them pursuing harder. But yeah, I think that just Nintendo Skylanders, especially if they had a game like that, you know, like Skylanders, it's a pretty fun series. It's just really expensive, and the toys, like, they don't all have, you know, really exciting designs or whatever, but it's fun, and it'd be a lot of fun if you threw Nintendo characters in there.
Well, here's the thing. Is it that, like, it's just... It's exciting when it starts, but like 3 years down the line and they release like a whole bunch more new figures. Is that like contributing to like just getting tired of the entire genre? Because it sounds like it's frightening to think of people who are trying to collect all the Skylanders. At least Amiibo, I've had a little bit of respite. I've been trying to collect all the Amiibo and it sucks when Nintendo's not releasing anything, but at least I can breathe, you know? I'm like, oh, and then there's five more new ones. I can handle five.
Yeah, like, I have most of the Amiibo, but with Skylanders, I only did the first set. I never got Giants. I actually didn't play Skylanders for a long time. I bought the Superchargers one last year because it came with Amiibo. I got the 3DS one and the Wii U one for, like, $15 each on sale at Target a few months ago, but I never played them. I just bought them. But those toys, they work with all the games, so I always keep my eye out. Like, if I see, like, Giants or Swap Force on sale for, like, $8, like, I'll probably grab them, and it looks like they're about to drop to that price. And then I'll have them, and I can just use my one set of figures with all the games.
So, actually, this is interesting, because, as an avid shopper, when Disney Infinity started, when the news came out, Disney Infinity was discontinued, I started just keeping my eye open for, like, Disney Infinity figure sales, because, like, these are decent figures, they're Disney characters, they're Star Wars. So raiding the clearance bin was sort of fun, and I'm just wondering if that's what we have. If indeed Skylanders is canceled, will you guys be, like, raiding clearance bins for, like, $2, $3 Skylander figures?
I don't think so. I mean, is there going to be any, like, future monetary value for these toys? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
if the games have stopped, then, yeah. I mean, at least with the Disney Infinity, it's characters that people are familiar with and that they know and love. For me in Australia, as soon as Disney Infinity was announced to have been cancelled, everything was cleared off the shelves immediately. And,
that's true.
I was right at the point where I decided, yeah, you know what? I'm a huge fan of Aladdin. I'm going to get the Aladdin and Jasmine Disney Infinity figures. And then the next thing the announcement came out, it was probably a week or two after I decided I'm going to drop the money on these things. And then you can't find them anywhere. And they're going for ridiculous prices on eBay at the moment.
Yeah. That's true. I can see the Disney Infinity toys going for a lot because Disney has a big library of IPs that are just super popular. Same with Lego. Same with Nintendo. I don't think there's anything there with Skylanders, though.
So is the weakness that Skylanders is the only one out of the ones you mentioned that was, like, completely, almost completely original IP?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
They just really don't exist outside of the Skylanders game.
No. Did they ever make a cartoon or anything like that with the
toys? Yeah,
they
Netflix did.
It
has,
just came out,
has
though,
an animated series.
Like, after 5 years after the original Skylanders. Oh. They finally came out with a cartoon.
Well, I don't see it taking off. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe.
The Skylanders, their new one, where you design your own figures and you can, like, order them off the website, I think that is a business model that works still, you know? Like, if
that's
you can
creative.
Buy just the game for $50-$60, you know, every year or two, and play with all your old characters, carry them through, and then, like, you design a character and he's stupid or whatever, but you just fall in love with him and you know, you drop some money and buy that one figure, or maybe they come out with four figures a year instead of like 20 or whatever they're doing now. I think if they scale it back, it'd work.
Yeah. You know what? That actually sounds great because, like, I remember from Disney, the big problem was they were making money, but, like, one, they weren't making as much as they wanted, and two, they totally overproduced the toys, right?
Yeah.
They had, like, there's a story about, like, they had 2 million Hulks that all of a sudden they had to get rid of. And they had to, like, writing that stuff off and having that inventory that's not going to sell is the huge risk that you take. And it sounds like what you're saying with this is, like, Skylanders could, like, 3D print you a toy on demand, and they don't have to have a warehouse that they're not sure maybe won't sell.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's what the new one does, Imaginators. You can buy, like, a little crystal thing to store it in, or you can custom order one that looks like your actual character. But I think they're kind of expensive. I think they're, like, 40, 50 bucks. But, like, whatever. That if I can make my own little dude, like, that's just so novel.
Yeah, and it's completely custom. But it's such a shame that it's this awesome-sounding business model is, like, here, when we're also talking about Skylanders possibly going away, you know?
I don't think it's going away. I think it's changing, but I don't think it's going away. Because Imaginators is the first one where you can make your own. And they just launched, I think the show is on Netflix. So Netflix will be like, hey, we're going to keep this going. Don't cancel your game series right after we made this show.
So do you think there'll be more games? Or do you think the games will change, like, drastically?
I think there'll be more games, but I don't think there will be more figures, or at least not as many more figures. I don't know how many came out this year, but I haven't, like, seen a ton. Not that I go looking for Skylanders. But I did see the Portal Owners Pack at Walmart on Black Friday for, like, $25 or something. Which, it was on sale, but if you owned any Skylanders game before, then you could have this new game for $25. And just use your old toys, your old little Portal thing. So I could see that happening in the future.
So, is anyone here worried about Amiibo suffering the same fates? Amiibo has seen a decline.
Amiibo are going away very soon.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Oh, Nintendo.
Does that mean my collection will increase in value?
No. Okay, so Nintendo can't focus on more than one thing at once. Like, remember when we were kids and they were like, everyone has to get the Link cable. And then they, like, made four games with the Link cable, and then they moved on to, like, everyone needs motion control, and they made, like, four games with motion control. Everyone needs touchscreens. Like, don't you need this puppy and this dictionary? Like, well, like, not really, but I'll buy them anyways, Nintendo, whatever. So then they were like, oh, the Wii U, everyone needs a Wii U, and then that didn't do well. So then everyone needed these Amiibo, and I think they kind of sold everyone one of every character that they would want. Like, I had like three Links, and I went to the store the other day and I bought more Links. I don't know why I need all these Links. They were all up like on Tumblr and on Twitter, like, hey, look, if you scan this in this game that's never coming out, like, fish fall from the sky. Like, okay, well, I don't need that. Like, I'm sure I can go fishing. It's a Zelda game. And how many different things can all these different Links do? Like, I don't need a Link display in my small room. So I think that everyone already has their favorite characters, you know? Like, there's fucking, like, Lucas and Ness. I found Lucas at Target the other day on clearance for $4.
I found Ness at GameStop recently. And I thought I would never see it on an actual GameStop shelf, but it was there. And I just remember, like, how hard it was to actually get Ness when he was first released. And now I'm just seeing it there, like, wow, okay.
I think Nintendo, they shot themselves in the foot a little bit there with the whole, they made some subtle comments like, these are the only ones we're going to do with these particular characters. There's not going to be any more. They'll be discontinued. And everyone exploded. The Zero Suit Samus was impossible to find. And whenever, here in Australia at least, we've got a major retailer called JB Hi-Fi. And they were like, we're getting in one more shipment of Villager and Zero Suit Samus. And what was the other one? Ness. And there was one more that was supposedly discontinued. The Wii Fit Trainer. Whatever it was. And they were like, we're going to get one more shipment of these, and then that's it, they're done. So if you want to put in your orders now, and there were people lining up outside the stores to get these figures, which were then going for $200, $300, $400 online. And then about a year and a half later, and then everyone's like, wait, what's going on with the industry now? Because it looks like they're starting to trickle back onto shelves. And Nintendo's like, oh yeah, there's more shipments coming.
Here in the U.S., when NES came out, he was a GameStop exclusive, and GameStop said, like, on the internet, they're like, okay, everyone needs to line up in their GameStop at this specific time. It was like 10 o'clock Hawaii time or something, like some time when all the U.S. stores would be open at once. And they're like, that's when the pre-orders for these six figures will come out. And GameStop crashed.
Yeah.
Everything, their website, their POS, everything was down for like an hour and a half. And
I remember that.
It was a nightmare.
It went down immediately, like right at the time it was supposed to go up.
Well, it's because GameStop tried to go to the website at the same time. Yeah. Everyone had at least one customer trying to get one of those.
I think I did end up getting it that day though. So it worked out for me.
So we have this meteoric rise in the beginning, and then now it's sort of like blah, right? It's sort of like, oh, there's new amiibo out. Oh, you know, the other new Legend of Zelda ones relatively easy to get. I feel like I've seen them on shelves.
There were tons here yesterday when I was looking around the stores.
Is it a question that we've basically gone through every Nintendo character?
Well, with these Animal Crossing ones, they made that update not because they were trying to sell more of that game, but because they were just trying to move those amiibo off the shelf, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, all right, fine, retailers, we'll make this update so it works with the Animal Crossing game that sold a bunch and they'll move. But these Zelda ones are going to work with Breath of the Wild, so they probably sent them enough to just chill on the shelves until Breath of the Wild comes out, if it ever comes out, so these might be on the shelf forever. And then, like, what else is left? There's the three Smash characters. All the Mario characters are out. Like, I can't think of anyone else that they would do. Maybe, like, Baby Bowser.
Koopalings!
Yeah, you have to start reaching into, like, the more, the less well-known characters. And I think that's definitely Pink, Gold, Metal, Peach.
Yeah, but why would you make 20,000 Samus amiibo and never make any more, but then make, like, a million Pink, Gold, Peach amiibo and have them sit on the shelf forever?
Well, somebody needs to sit next to Tom Nook forever.
Fun fact, every store that I've checked here recently in the last few months, Waluigi has been sold out.
Really?
Yeah, everybody likes Waluigi.
I asked for him
for
Christmas.
But everyone likes Waluigi now. In a year, Waluigi will be sitting there next to Tom Nook.
Yeah.
Apparently. And
Pink, Gold, Metal, Peach.
Yeah, that's going to come out with Mario Kart 8. It's going to be a pack-in.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 2. 8 Switch.
Yeah.
8S.
But Nintendo they do this backwards, where at the beginning, they release a product, but they don't release any stock. And then, like, way later, they put out way too much stock. Like, I remember when the Wii U came out, like, I went and pre-ordered it the day it was available for pre-order. And then pre-order sold out. And then I pre-ordered two of them, and I've got one, and my cousin got another one the day they came out, and they were out. There were no Wii U's, like, right when they came out. They sold out. And then they were like, oh, no, the Wii U sold out. We have to make a ton more. So now there are all these Wii U's sitting on shelves 5 years later that no one wants. And it's the same thing with Amiibo.
The NES Classic Mini.
Oh, yeah, those things are going to be mm-hmm. everywhere next Christmas, and no one's going to want one.
That's what I'm counting on. I am counting on getting one of those next Christmas.
You know what the thing with the NES Mini is? I played it for a couple of days, and I haven't played it since. And it's sitting right here staring at me.
Dude, get on there and play Star Tropics.
I did play a little Star Tropics. That was pretty good.
I think I have Star Tropics. I think I have it on my Wii. So, like, I don't understand why I would want this thing. I don't have much room on my desk. I'm not going to fit this thing on there. I already have my Wii U here, and that can play all those games, right?
Yeah, my entertainment console's, like, really bad. I have all the systems, including the NES, but I have, like, no room for the Xbox, so the Xbox is, like, in another room all by itself.
Yeah, my Xbox 360 is out on the patio, like, not plugged into anything. It's in a box.
I remember that thing about Amiibo is, like, you also forgot about, like, Amiibo cards, Nintendo had to move with, I also think they had, like, a ton of stock in, like, in the beginning, and it's like, wait, what are we gonna do with these? No one likes the games they're on. You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I have a special place in my heart for, Amiibo Festival, but it's neither here nor there. Is it that, I've got this theory that for some reason Nintendo seems to think that Amiibo will sell, games, when I think it's actually the other way around. I think the reason that Amiibo was so great was because of Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers software sold the hardware, you know, and for some reason, Nintendo's completely got turned around on this. I feel like 10 years ago, it would have been, software, games sell systems, games sell hardware, where now it's like Nintendo's putting out Amiibo, putting out like these accessories you can buy, but that's the cart before the, that's the heart, horse before the cart, something like that, but.
Yeah, like the only
reason
we
have it backwards. Amiibo will sell if you can give us a game that really makes us want it, I feel like.
Like, Carmine, have you ever played Skylanders?
Yeah, I think, the very first one.
Like, it's fun, right? It's fun. You just run around and beat things up. Everyone has their own moveset.
Yeah.
If we had Skylanders with the Amiibo characters, it would be a home run. It would be a fun game with Nintendo polish, Nintendo characters, like, very fun. But they don't have any game that works with the Amiibo, you know? It'll be like, oh, this game unlocks a skin in this Amiibo, or this Amiibo unlocks a skin in this game, or this one unlocks a mode in this one specific game, or something stupid like that. They need one game.
Well, in the beginning, when Amiibo was only Smash Brothers, that was sort of the hub game for them, right?
Yeah, but then the Mario ones came out.
Yeah. But isn't Amiibo being, like, cross-game one of the strengths?
No.
One might argue.
Because it doesn't do anything in any game. They don't do anything. Okay, so I moved in, like, August, and my Amiibo are in the boxes that I packed them up in, like, on top of my desk. Like, I couldn't even bother to just open this box and put them back on top of my desk. Because they don't do anything.
So you want, like, deeper integration, like, beyond Fish Falling from the Sky.
Like, literally any integration. Like, Fish Falling from the Sky, that game looks weird. I'm sure that stuff's going to fall from the sky whether you tap Amiibo or not. But I just want, I want a Skylanders game. But with Mario and Pit and,
you know, something that incites regular use rather than tapping it once to unlock something and then you have the thing.
Yeah, and, like...
Yeah.
And again, it just makes me think of, like, Smash Brothers. It's like, that was a deep integration with the Amiibo. And I just feel like nothing since then. I mean, granted, some of them have to be simple, like, go-to, like, oh, we'll create skins for your jet fighter in, Ace Assault on 3DS or something. But, there's got to be a follow-up to actual, honest-to-God integration, I feel.
Yeah, there has to be a reason for me to open this damn box, because I've got, like, $1,000 worth of plastic in here doing nothing. And it's just, every time I look at this box, I'm like, why? Why did I buy this?
I mean, I've had a few that are unopened, and I don't really have any motivation. I mean, I have Wolf Link, I think, that hasn't been opened yet, and I don't have any motivation to use it, really. I mean, it's nice to look at, but I haven't had any really, really use for it. Even when I got it for the Twilight Princess, I think it was a bundle. I'm guessing there's some sort of mode or dungeon or something, I think, but I haven't really used it. I mean, yeah, the unlocking modes and stuff is nice, but what kind of thing am I getting from these?
I think the cool thing about Wolfink was, like, he's supposed to carry over your Twilight Princess data and it having some use in Breath of the Wild, but my god, that involves playing two games.
And the thing is, we don't even know what that is.
Yes, we do. Don't know what it is. Yes, we do. Wolfink does two things. In Twilight Princess, he unlocks a bottomless pit, like 40 floors of battles or something. If you beat them all, you get the biggest wallet. And then the number of hearts you have left at the end of that gets saved onto that amiibo. And then when you scan it into Breath of the Wild, Wolfink pops up with that many hearts and is your companion. So, like, that's the only cool one, is that you get a fucking wolf companion in Breath of the Wild.
That's sort of cool, but that sounds like, one, a lot of work, and two, do you really think Zelda's going to be that difficult that you need, like, a wolf link with that many hearts to get you through it?
No, but, like, I have a wolf link in Breath of the Wild, which is cool. And I have, like, fish that fall from the sky. Like, I'm just, you know, over here, like, collecting my perks.
Out of curiosity, I have the Shovel Knight amiibo, which I know for a fact unlocks, like, a second player mode in the game, but I don't know whether it's just a once-off unlock or whether, if you want to start playing two players, you have to scan it every time. I haven't yet taken it out of its package.
I don't think I ever opened my Wii U Shovel Knight. I got it for Christmas, but I played the 3DS one, and I never used my amiibo on that either.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same camp. Like, I made sure to get a Shovel Knight amiibo, but, like, I was already on to the next game by then.
I got two. I bought one for Nick, but it turns out that shipping to Australia is, like, more expensive than a Shovel Knight amiibo. So I'm trying to get, like, more than one thing to send to him. And Nick, don't listen to him. Don't listen to this, but I have, like,
I won't tell him.
Oh, God, Carmine. Okay, yeah, so one time Carmine and I, we found this sale on Amiibo, and we just raided it. Carmine, like, I sent him all the prices of everything, and he's sending back. He's like, okay, get this many of this many of that, this many of this. And I shipped this giant box of Amiibo to Carmine. Like, how many was it? It was like 20 Amiibo or something.
Something like that. And, like, I disappear for, like, 8 hours, and you're like, who's gonna pay me for
this? I was standing at the FedEx, like, they were closing, and I was like, Carmine, where are you?
Oh my god, sorry.
No, it's Carmine, okay. How many staff members have actually mailed you Amiibo? Because I remember
just
mailing you...
one!
I sent you, like, a ton from the Middle East, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah, just
the
two.
I think, did you send me some, too?
Brian,
Andrew,
have
I
ever
sent me
probably
some, like, the week I started with the site.
I sent to like 8 people. I'm like, oh, hey, guys, there's a whole ton of rare amiibos here in Dubai.
And I was
want
really
some.
Confused because then, like, I never saw you again, and I was like, who is this man that sent us all amiibo?
No.
Illegitimate amiibo trading behind the scenes at Nintendo World Report.
So that person with, like, a passion for amiibo is obviously me forcing people to send me amiibo. I mean, I don't want these to go away.
No,
they're wonderful.
They're going away. They're going
away.
They're
like tokenized.
Because on the Switch,
they're tokenized.
Where's the reader? A lot of people think that the reader is going to be in the screen, like on the new 3DS. But then when you take off the Joy-Con, like, are you going to go sit down? Is there another reader in the grip or in the Pro Controller? Like, how many readers are they going to build into this thing?
Oh.
So
I've always been... That's a good question. I've always been assuming it would have an NFC reader, but now that you're saying, like, yeah, you dock it.
It's going, like, to have one in some way, because they can't put Amiibo in the launch trailer and then not expect to use them.
Oh, yeah, they said they're going to, but they won't be passionate about it like when Amiibo first came out. It's going to be an afterthought. You know, in 2 or 3 years, they won't even bring it up at their investor meetings.
That's sad, because, I mean, I don't know.
The only
thing
I could see them either trying to do it with Pokemon, which is a bad idea because there are 800 of those.
Just horrific.
And the market
I'm not down for that.
The market is dying. Doing reposes of the Smash characters if Smash comes out for the Switch. You know, then releasing, like, I don't know, because, you know, they have the two different trophies for the two different single-player modes. If they tried to do those other trophies in limited quantities, then that could do exactly what it did the first time, but I don't know if they'd do that.
What I'd love to, well, as much as I love the figures, I feel like the cards, even though the Animal Crossing ones were overproduced, are a much safer investment in terms of, they must be much cheaper for them to make, they must be much less risky for them to, like, do in, to store, and easier for them to do small quantities and to do reprints later if they need to. I still want some sort of connectivity. Maybe what I want is for Amiibo to, like, evolve into something else. Like,
they have some
sort of new thing for Nintendo to chase in a connectivity sort of way.
Well, they have those World of Nintendo toys. All of those should have been Amiibo. All of them.
Yeah, it's so confusing. We have these, and we have Amiibo, and I'm not sure.
And there are
how they coexist.
There are a lot of Pokemon
Amiibo
toys,
tend to be nicer quality, though.
But who cares? They could have done both, you know.
Yeah.
Come out with the official Smash Brothers one, and then there's also the World of Nintendo one, and just, you know, I saw a World of Nintendo Villager the other day for like $5. If it was $8 and had the little chip in it, I would have been like, yeah, whatever. There's my Amiibo.
Well. It should be $8 with a little chip on it if you shop at the right places and wait for it
to come down in price.
Slowly lower in price.
Well, I don't know if I'd ever see a villager for $8. I hope not, because I spent like 30 euros on one, and I'm not even European.
You know what?
Actually right there with you.
You know what I would be happy with? If they get rid of the 3-packs that I really don't like, because... I mean, for the Animal Crossing one, I really wanted KK Slider for the longest time, and
dude,
I kept trying to see if there's like any kind of good imports going on, and there really wasn't. And then eventually, I just had to buy it for $15, and I don't think I've even taken the other two out of the box yet.
Yeah, I have I'm holding mine KK right now. They're all still in the box. I have them facing away. They're facing the box of my put away Amiibos to hide my shame. And earlier I had the Zelda ones, like, on it, like, covering it up. Because those llamas are just so ugly. Like, Carmine, do you want some fucking llamas?
I love the llamas.
Do you want some?
Yes! I'll take them off your hand.
Oh my gosh. Alright, well, they're like $20 each. They're super rare.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really rare.
Yeah, because no one bought them.
Well, no, people bought them, but they had to, like, discard them and take KK Slider out of the box and put them up somewhere, because that's the one everybody wanted.
Yeah, the llamas, they're actually
they made them
the
face
packaging.
The wall. Oh my god.
Yeah.
The sad thing, I'm a big fan of Animal Crossing, but even I looked at that, I'm like, man, people don't know these characters. These are just never going to sell. You're trying to make us buy 450 cards, and like five of us on the forums, maybe three of us on the forums are probably going to try to do that, but the rest of the world is not.
I want one card.
I bought one pack because I wanted to buy some so I can see how they work on Animal Crossing, the new Amiibo version. And I'm good after that. I don't really need to buy anymore.
I want Cashmere the Sheep because she was my first girlfriend when I was a little boy. In the original GameCube Animal Crossing. And then they took her out. They took her out of the second one and the third one, but now for some reason she's back as an Amiibo. And like, you know, this is a second chance at love.
So, like, you laugh. We're laughing, but my brother and I literally fought over Bunny in the first Animal Crossing. So definitely needed that card.
Yeah, my sisters were both dating Scoot. Scoot the duck with the helmet. Or are they underwear on his head? Like, there's something weird on his head.
I like how they remove characters but then just add them back for whatever reason. I guess it's because they need to fill in cards.
Yeah, they want to sell these damn cards. But I will buy that one card. If anyone wants to just mail one to me, that would be nice. You know, I'll send you an Animal Crossing e-reader card.
Who is this again?
Kashmir.
Who is this again? Kashmir. Let me check if I have a double Kashmir.
Do you know what number she is? I don't. I googled it the other day. It's probably still pulled up on my phone. Let me check it out.
I literally have a spreadsheet.
Oh my gosh.
Of all these cards.
How many series are there? I think there's two I know of.
There's four series of 100 cards each, and then another run of 50 cards for the Welcome Amiibo. And then in addition to that, there's some limited edition promotional ones in Japan, here, there. A bunch of us do have a complete set in the forums, at least up until Welcome Amiibo came out, minus give or take a few of the crazy Japanese, the promotional ones that only come in this copy of a magazine. So we diehards exist, but it's easy to see that this is not for everyone. Animal Crossing is not going to move Amiibo. Unless all of a sudden Animal Crossing becomes the game of forever and everyone has to have some. But even then, there's so many characters in Animal Crossing. Like you said, you only need one pack.
No, you don't even need one pack because the game,
you need one character.
If you just hang out in the game for a few hours, then you have, a full town. So, why do you want...
Yeah, but then you might want to, make sure this guy stays with you, you know?
Why?
You want to build your perfect town.
None of them have... Huh? There's only, five different personalities. You're going to get someone else with that same personality. Other than Kashmir, she's special.
Yeah, so you only need the one character. That
By the way, I believe she's number 39.
No, that's Jitters.
Oh, of the set 4, the new one?
Oh, of set 4?
Yeah, she just came out.
Okay, so she's
one of the ones they just introduced.
The Welcome Amiibo ones.
Now, the Welcome Kashmir.
Oh, Welcome Amiibo. Okay, I haven't got Welcome Amiibo in yet.
Okay.
That's why.
When you get that Kashmir, you know.
So, I mean, there's obviously, I've enjoyed collecting Amiibo, but I'm not sure about their future. If, like you say, Nintendo can only do one thing at a time, we're not sure where that NFC reader is, and we've also starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel in, Nintendo characters, you know?
Yeah. Where else can you go after doing all the Smash Brothers characters? Going over Zelda, going over Mario, going over Animal Crossing.
Could you imagine... Where are the integrations that really use them, in depth, the way that, Smash did, and in the way that Wolf Link does, because that was really cool. But then all the other Zelda ones just drop random things from the sky.
Well, the only thing that would have made Star Fox Zero worse would have been if Miyamoto had gotten his dream of releasing an Arwing amiibo. Because it would have looked cool, but then you would have had to, balance it on the Wii Remote or on the gamepad while looking around or some bullshit. Miyamoto would be like, oh, it adds an extra layer. You totally need it. So, I don't know what's left.
Didn't that, transform or something, or it came in multiple pieces or
they
something
never released
like that?
It, no.
Oh, it would have transformed, physically?
Yeah, it was supposed to transform into the Chicken Walker. I don't know. I don't know why they let Miyamoto talk in interviews, because he just lets out everything that they're planning. remember when he announced Pikmin 4, 8 years ago?
He was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we finished Pikmin 4. Everyone's like, what? Yeah. Really?
So, Switch launch title, yeah? Gotta be.
No.
But, really? You guys are just done with Amiibo?
I'm not.
I don't consider myself completely done. I mean, if there's something coming out that requires Amiibo and the integration is something cool, I mean, I'll check it out. But really, right now, there's nothing on the pipeline because, there's not really anything big coming out. I mean, aside from Zelda and all the Switch stuff, but...
Well, we're going to get at least three more Smash Brothers Amiibo, and I'll definitely get all the Smash Amiibo.
who haven't they released yet? Have they released Cloud?
Nope. Cloud, Bayonetta,
and
Corrin.
Yeah. Corrin?
And then...
Oh, Corrin.
Yeah. If
they Smash... They still released those?
No. If Smash comes
to Switch, yeah.
If Smash comes to Switch, it's not coming with the same roster. You know, they'll add someone in, even if it's just Wolf or Ice Climbers. And
yeah.
So I think they'll try and get a good wave of amiibo to come out along with that port or upgrade or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again, it's also I agree. It has obviously sales for amiibo have been down this year. And Nintendo said it's, on one hand, there's some wariness to the Toys to Life genre. On the other hand, they didn't release many new characters. The most recent characters were, re-releases of, other characters, or they just didn't have the games. And I just feel like without a reason for them to exist, they are just fun collectibles to have, but not really do much. And if you're going to be Toys to Life, you sort of have to come up with a way to make them come to life.
Yeah.
You know? And if Nintendo doesn't do that, then yeah, they should focus on other things and maybe put Amiibo on the back burner, because otherwise, what's the point? I really liked the Smash stuff, but I looked at Nintendo to make games, and, I want to see the game that will go with the amiibo. I think you guys are right. If we see them do another one, then maybe they'll do something. If it evolves into something else. I feel I'm a Pokemon Go player, and I've got that Pokemon Go Plus. And I just feel like the entire area of connectivity could be interesting. Because Pokemon Go Plus uses, low energy Bluetooth. And that's sort of cool. And then, Pokemon has that Z ring, which I'm not sold on.
Oh no, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it just flashes and vibrates.
It doesn't fit on grown-ups.
It doesn't.
That's what I heard.
I've got.
So maybe.
I guess it's a toy aimed for younger kids.
Yes, it's for
a toy
children.
For children.
I'm looking at my wrist right now and wondering if it's thin enough. That sounds like a challenge.
Oh my gosh! Go right ahead, Carmine. While you're at it, why don't you grab one of those Pikachu cosplay kits that they sell at Target now, ages 4 and up.
Yes, wear that and the Z ring, and you can do a Mario Belia article.
Oh my gosh!
What did the Z ring?
Considering it.
What did the Z rings do exactly? What's the connection between the game and the Z-ring?
I think all they do is, when you use a Z-move in Pokemon, they will light up and they will vibrate. I think it's nothing more than that, which is why I'm totally not sold on it.
And you have to buy the crystal separately.
Yeah, you have to buy
the
crystal that you're
using. I think
using.
It comes with a crystal set, and you can buy another crystal set for different colors.
You can buy every crystal. Wow. It comes with, three or so, and then they sell them in packs of, three. And every Z move, when you activate it, makes a different sound, and it just has a little microphone in it that picks up that sound, and then, it vibrates if it's the right crystal and the right sound, and otherwise it gives you, an angry vibrate with, a red light. I don't know, I watched a demo of it, and I was like, oh, that's what this thing does?
Yeah, see, But compare that to something like Pokemon Go Plus, which actually will let you control the game without actually opening the game. Since it's a mobile phone, you don't want it up in your face all the time. That's a sort of really powerful integration. And I just feel like if for some reason my amiibo had feedback into the game, or it had some sort of deeper connection to it, then it would have a future. But if all we're going to do is getting skins, fish falling from the sky, random unlocks. Yeah, it's hard to see how they can justify, how they can buck the trend of the entire Toys to Life genre going away. I guess in this case, Lego has the strongest hand because it's Lego.
Because they have Sonic and Tails now.
They have Sonic and Tails.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, Carmine. No, don't get into this. Please don't get into Lego. It's so expensive. Don't do it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm a Duplo man.
Oh, there you go.
What, wasn't the base set for Lego like $99 or something?
Dear God.
Yeah.
I think it was.
But at Black Friday, I think it was like $20 or something. Like.
Yeah, I think that was like a year ago, and they probably cut it down since.
Yeah, you don't ever buy a toy at full price unless you think it's going to sell out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Man, I heard that Lego Dimensions was expensive, but...
Because I think you actually have to, like, construct a set with Legos or something, so...
Yeah, you, like...
I would guess it's a little bit more pricey. Stuff.
Yeah, Lego has been more pricey, so... That sort of makes sense. And certain editions of Skylanders were that expensive. Like the Dark Editions, which were obviously just collector cash-ins.
Yeah.
Mm. I think as long as there's... people who collect franchises and Nintendo fans who enjoy the characters in the series that they've grown up with, and that they still enjoy collecting merchandise of those series, there will still be a market for Amiibo, but they're going to need to step up their game if they want to continue the whole games to life integration.
Yeah, I agree. So let's get some last thoughts here. What do you see? Just like Andrew was describing, where do you guys see the Toys to Life genre and especially Amiibo in the next couple years?
I think we will still see Amiibo. But like Adam said, it's probably not going to be for very long because, you know, it is true. Nintendo likes to get into these fads and eventually the fads
like mobile games
delayed. Like mobile. Well, I don't know if mobile's a fad.
Well, mobile is like 10 years old and Nintendo's like, okay. Now that it's completely full, I guess we'll jump in.
But no, I mean, Nintendo likes to get into these things, and then eventually something else takes its place, and eventually it kind of just dies out without much fanfare. I mean, I don't want to compare it to like the e-reader and link cables, like the GBA GameCube connector, you know, things like that. That will have limited shelf life anyway. But it's kind of like that. I just think that they'll continue to support it for a while, but eventually it'll sputter out and replace something with something new. I mean, the comparison between Amiibo and the music genre, I mean, I think that's kind of a good comparison because, you know, the music genre was really, really big for a few years, but now you barely see any music games come out. I think there was a Rock Band recently and that's about it. So, yeah. I mean, I see it happening. I mean, I see it lasting for a little while longer, but not very longer. Much longer.
How about you, Adam?
I don't know why I bought all of these, but also I love them, and they're mine. And I'm going to open the box right now and put them all on my bed and sleep on a
but
bed
you make
of
them
Amiibo.
Face the wall.
Well, those are the llamas. I make the llamas face the wall.
The poor unloved llamas.
Yes, I unloved the llamas. Actually, I like played Animal Crossing the other day, and I do like the llamas. I don't know. I don't know what to say. So instead, I'm just gonna talk about something slightly unrelated. Did you guys know that Skylanders bombed at launch?
I heard.
The original?
Imagineers,
no,
right?
The original one.
Oh, the original?
Yeah, it came out in like September, and it did not sell until Christmas.
Hmm.
Like, it didn't move at all. And then it became this huge thing. But I always thought that that was interesting. Because I heard about the idea when it was first coming out. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then it didn't pick up, and I was like, oh, whatever. And then everyone got it for Christmas. And then they were hard to find.
Maybe this new Skylanders will sell at Christmas.
Well, I mean, maybe. This is like the sixth one, so like people are used to Skylanders now.
Yeah,
right when it came out, like I thought that was interesting. That's something that was on the market for a while and then blew up.
Yeah. As for myself, I think it's really telling that, yeah, where would they put that NFC reader on Switch? That's really worrisome. I mean, maybe they'll show it and we'll all go, okay, that makes sense, or that's workable, but it doesn't look like something that's immediately obvious. I still think they're going to do Pokemon, but that's going to be ridiculous. I definitely not in for that.
It'll be cards.
Maybe they'll just do the foil cards. I don't know.
Well, they did the e-reader cards, and I don't think that those were very popular.
No.
I've got two things to say. Wow, cutting in. Anyway, I would really hope that they would want to continue on with more indie characters. I mean, Shovel Knight proved that there is a possibility of these things to happen, and I have always wanted and always will want a Shantae amiibo until they actually make one. But that's...
Oh, my God.
That's the fanboy in me talking.
This is so true. The custom amiibo scene is so much fun. Just for, like, seeing the creativity and how much work these people put into it. And that's why we are running a giveaway on our Patreon site, where you can win a Happy Holidays Jigglypuff. Check us out, Patreon.
Wait, so, but, Andrew...
Yeah, no purchase required.
Yeah,
Andrew, you like Shantae?
I love Shantae.
And you would want to doom her to that fate of sitting on a Walmart shelf for 20 years and no one knows
I will buy all of them.
I mean, we know who
I will
Shantae
buy all
is.
Of them and have a bookshelf dedicated to Shantae amiibo.
Oh my gosh.
I think we need to contact WayForward and tell them we will start up a Kickstarter. All your fans will contribute money to a Shantae amiibo. You know? Anyways.
Yes.
And then I think there's the possibility that in the future, Nintendo, it's going to amiibo. Might mutate into something glorious, but I have no idea what that is. All I know is it would be really cool if we moved on to the next stage instead of this thing just dying.
That brings me to the other thing that I was going to say. Noticing the type of crap that people buy in Japan, the things that are truly popular, I can see amiibo getting smaller and turning into things like little pin badges or phone charms or things like that that you could get potentially in vending machines in the Nintendo stores, have it strapped to your 3DS or your phone, you've got it with you, and then if you get, like, a handheld game, scan it into that, and you can use it regularly, like, on the go. And
I like this idea.
Because everyone has these. You can't see a person with a cell phone in Japan without having a little figurine dangling off it.
And these NFC chips are tiny. You cut open... heavens forbid you cut open an Animal Crossing amiibo card, but you cut them open, and these things are tiny.
Why do you think I want Kashmir? I'm gonna cut her open. Nice and slow. No, please don't do that.
Okay.
But okay. That was my random thought. I'm done.
I think that's a really cool thought. Watch, in a year, it'll be reality.
See, that's why I don't understand why they're not just on all their products. Their World of Nintendo things, their hats, like, anything that has, like, your coffee mug. Oh, it has Mario on it. And if I scan it in, then, like, look, I have a Mario amiibo coffee mug.
Putting NFC chips in all their products, even their clothing, I think Nintendo starts doing that, they jump up on my list of companies most likely to invent Skynet.
Well, they're just using it to track, like, how good you are at Smash Brothers. They're not going to do anything with that data. Like, look at what they did with all the Club Nintendo surveys that we did. Oh. They just came out with the Wii again and Super Mario 3D Land again.
Took so long to do all those surveys.
All those, and they didn't read them. You know they didn't read them.
No.
Oh, I feel so.
Or maybe they did. Maybe NOA was reading them all, and they were like, oh, if only we knew Japanese, we could tell NCL what he said.
So let's sign off this, but let's imagine we're filling out a Club Nintendo survey for amiibo. What would we write to Nintendo of America and hope that they would learn Japanese so they could talk to them?
Release KK Slider individually. That's what I would tell them.
Give me Shantae, please.
Please, no 800 Pokemon amiibo cards. I have a limit, and that is beyond it.
No, you don't, Carmine.
I do, sir.
What's
450 Animal Crossing characters is under it. 800 Pokemon is above it.
What's tweeted at me to ship you 20 amiibo? You don't have a limit.
You've been found out.
This will be a strong test of character. Okay, thanks for joining me, guys. If amiibo do go away, wallets will be grateful. I think they've earned a rest.
Well, they'll never really
think,
go away.
I think it's wonderful
because
to...
plastic doesn't disintegrate, so they will be around long after we're gone.
Yep.
And I hope they appreciate in value. That's all I say.
Oh yeah, they'll be the currency in the zombie apocalypse.
Yep. Like, maybe all those Tom Nook amiibo will finally be in handy when that happens.
Oh yeah, those will be like our pennies.
Yeah.
Thanks for that thought. zombie apocalypse. That is the future of Toys to Life. Thanks, everyone.
Brilliant.
Okay, signing off.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.